Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Siliwal with the news. The headlines first. Government appoints Dr. Bishwanath Podel as Vice Chair of National Planning Commission. Cabinet recommends President to appoint Prithvi Man Gurung and Amik Sherchan as Province Chiefs of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee submits its report to party's office bearers meeting. More than 852,000 memberships confirmed. New mutant of Delta variant of coronavirus confirmed in Nepal, and North and South Korea restore hotline communication after a year of cutoff. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended the change of province chiefs of Lumbini Province and Gandaki Province. Today's cabinet meeting recommended the president to appoint Prithvi Man Singh Gurung as the chief of Gandaki Province and Amik Sherchan as the chief of Lumbini Province. Earlier, Sita Kumari Podel and Dharmanath Prasad Saha were province chiefs of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces respectively. Similarly, Sherchan had served as Gandaki province chief before Sita Kumari Podel, and Gurung was former Nepali Congress Chitwan president. Government spokesperson and Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki also informed that the government appointed Dr. Bishwanath Podel as the vice chair of the National Planning Commission. Similarly, Ram Kumar Phuyal and Dil Bahadur Limbu have been appointed as member of the commission. The annual report of the Election Commission for the fiscal year 2018-19 has been presented in the House of Representatives meeting today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa, presented the Commission's report in the Parliament. Likewise, today's meeting of the House of Representatives passed a condolence motion on the demise of former member of the House, Bishnu Bahadur Tamang. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for the 30th of July at 1 a.m. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for the 30th of July at 1 p.m. The National Assembly lawmakers have asked the government to inoculate citizens against COVID-19 and lead diplomatic initiations to procure necessary vaccines. Speaking during the special hour of the National Assembly meeting today, the lawmakers also suggested mobilizing Nepali diplomatic missions abroad to ensure vaccines. They also stressed on unity among all political parties to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and save people's lives. Meanwhile, a report of the Legislation Management Committee on the Data Bill 2076 was presented at the meeting of National Assembly today. Committee's President Parshuram Meghi Gurung presented the committee's report. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa and CPN Mao Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda have discussed the matters related to cabinet expansion today. Personal aide of Prime Minister Dewa said the meeting held at Balwatar, Prime Minister Dewa and Chair Prachanda also discussed the contemporary issues. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee has presented its report to the meeting of the party's office bearers held at Party President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa's private residence at Bura Nilakanta today. As per the committee's report, Nepali Congress has 852,711 active members across the country. Nepali Congress has now added 443,678 new active members in the party. The membership was granted in the view of party's upcoming general convention scheduled on the 1st to 4th of September. Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress Central Office Krishna Prasad Podel said the meeting also discussed the new calendar of the party's general convention. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A new mutant of Delta variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed in Nepal. Issuing a statement today, the Ministry of Health and Population has said among the 47 samples taken for genetic identification, 3 of them were confirmed to be new mutant of Delta variant. Joint spokesperson of the Ministry, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the new mutant was named AY1. With this, Alpha, Delta and Kappa variant of coronavirus have been confirmed in Nepal, saying the new mutant of the virus will be highly contagious and can attack any of age groups. The ministry has warned of third wave of the pandemic and asked all to remain alert. Likewise, public health experts have suggested all to adopt the health safety protocols seriously to avoid the risk of third wave of COVID-19. Speaking at an interaction program organized in Kathmandu today, the public health experts warned of the third wave of COVID-19 within a month if safety protocols were neglected. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,899 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the Ministry's latest update, 1,718 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in the last 24 hours. The Ministry has also recorded additional 20 corona-related deaths today, pushing the total death toll to 9,758. Finance Minister Janardan Sarma and US Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry met at Finance Ministry today. During the meeting, Finance Minister Sarma applauded the US support to Nepal at various occasions and expressed the belief that the US would definitely help Nepal to get vaccinated against COVID-19. On the occasion, US Envoy Berry vowed to continue the US government's support to various sectors of Nepal. Israel has announced 1,000 job vacancies for aspiring Nepali workers. The Department of Foreign Employment has informed that Israel has sought 700 females and 300 males as caregivers in the first lot. The job is considered to be lucrative as they would get nearly 200,000 rupees per month in salary. The government of Israel and Nepal had signed a labor pact last year, and Israel had agreed to hire 500 workers in the first lot. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. North Korea and South Korea have restored a communication hotline that was cut off by Pyongyang last June. According to South Korea's presidential office, the leaders of both countries have agreed to rebuild the trust and improve ties. Releasing a statement, the Office of President of South Korea said the two countries had exchanged several personal letters since April. Despite increasing cases of COVID-19 in Tokyo, Olympic Games are going on. Japan's NHK quotes Tokyo officials confirming 2,848 new coronavirus cases in Tokyo today, the highest daily number ever. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rain at few places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudhir Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government appoints Dr. Bishwanath Podel as Vice Chair of National Planning Commission. Cabinet recommends President to appoint Prithvi Man Gurung and Amik Serchen as Province Chief of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Nepali Congress Active Membership Probe Committee submits its report to party's office bearers meeting. More than 852,000 member states confirmed. New mutant of Delta variant of coronavirus confirmed in Nepal, and North and South Korea restore hotline communication after a year of curfew. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.